This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, more than 665,000 people have died from COVID-19. It's more than 150,000 deaths in the United States, more than 90,000 in Brazil. The number of worldwide infections hits a milestone of 17 million, while the number of U.S. infections exceeds 4.4 million and 2.5 million in Brazil. As the world races to find a vaccine and treatment for COVID-19, there is seemingly no antidote in sight for the burgeoning outbreak of coronavirus conspiracy theories, hoaxes, anti-mask myths, and sham cures. The phenomenon, unfolding largely on social media, escalated this week with U.S. President Donald Trump retweeting a false video about an anti-malarial drug being a cure for the virus, and it was revealed that Russian intelligence is spreading disinformation about the crisis through English-language websites. Experts worry the torrent of bad information is dangerously undermining efforts to slow the virus, whose death toll in the U.S. continues to rise. Brazil reopened Wednesday to foreign visitors arriving by plane, hoping to revive its lockdown, devastated a tourism industry despite the rapid spread of the new coronavirus in the country. In a decree published in the Government Gazette, Brazil extended coronavirus-related bans on foreign travelers arriving by land or sea for another 30 days. However, it did say that the four-month-old restrictions will no longer bar the entry of foreigners arriving by air. Currently, Brazil ranks third globally in COVID-19-related deaths as well as infections. And again, Brazil has about 2.5 million infections there and about 90,000 deaths. This is VOA News. Chinese drug company Sinopharm and Piranha State have agreed to launch the fourth major COVID-19 vaccine trial in Brazil and will seek regulatory approval the next 2 weeks. A trial by Sinopharm could join phase three trials already announced in Brazil by AstraZeneca, Sinovac Biotech, and a Pfizer partnership with BioNTech. The head of the Piranha Technology Institute said that they will soon finalize their proposal and submit it for approval with the federal health regulator. Brazil's COVID-19 outbreak is the world's outside the United States. Has made it a global testing ground for potential vaccines. Britain said Wednesday that it has signed a deal for up to 60 million doses of a potential coronavirus vaccine being developed by Sanofi and GlaxoSmithKline. With four deals so far, Britain has struck more coronavirus vaccine supply agreements than any other country. The UK has secured 250 million doses for a population of 66 million. Having endured what was surely a record-shattering slump last quarter, the U.S. economy faces a dim outlook as a resurging coronavirus intensifies doubts about any sustained recovery the rest of the year. A huge plunge in consumer spending as people stayed home and avoided shopping, traveling, or gathering in crowds as the virus rage is estimated to have sent the economy sinking at roughly 32% annual rate in the April-June quarter. That would be more than triple the previous worst quarterly economic fall, a 10% drop set in 1958. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has launched underground ballistic missiles. The launch is part of an exercise involving a fake aircraft carrier in the Strait of Hormuz. This is according to a state television report Wednesday and represents the latest barrage in a drill that saw two American bases temporarily go on alert over the launches Tuesday. State TV says drones separately targeted the bridge of a fake aircraft carrier. State TV report did not immediately air footage of the launches, nor did it identify the missiles used in the drill. The Trump administration says it will reject new applications and shorten renewal period for an Obama-era program that shields young people from deportation. The move is a defiant stance after the U.S. Supreme Court refused to let the administration in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. The justices ruled last month that the president failed to follow rulemaking procedures when he tried to scrap DACA, but they kept a window open for him to try again. A federal judge in Maryland ruled earlier this month that DACA should be restored to its original form. Via remote, I'm Tom.